The Michigan seal reads, "If you seek a pleasant peninsula, look about you." Well, it's in Latin, so it doesn't say that exactly, but travelers from outside the state are figuring out what Michiganders have known for years. Michigan is a destination. Last year, the state saw an increase in tourism spending, most of which can be attributed to travelers from other states. This week at the annual Pure Michigan Governors Conference on Tourism, MSU professor and tourism expert Sarah Nichols predicted another year of industry growth. Nichols joins current state's Emmanuel Berry to unveil why Michigan's tourism industry is growing.
What we saw last year was a 6% increase in tourism spending, and the measure that we use for spending is how much money is collected by the state as far as collections from hotels and motels. So that's the 6% spending figure that we use. We also saw, however, increases at a lot of our attractions around the state. So as a record example, the Henry Ford in Dearborn saw a 25% increase in visitation last year. They had 1.9 million visitors. A lot of that was to do with the Titanic exhibition, which is obviously a temporary exhibition. But they also have a new Driving in America exhibition. So that was a big year. Our national parks also did phenomenally well. The Sleeping Bear Dunes saw a 15% increase in visitation. We think a lot of that has to do with the previous voting of Sleeping Bear Dunes as the most beautiful place in America.
Which it is.
which I will agree it is. But also, Pictured Rocks and Isle Royale saw 6 and 5% increases in visitation. And just to give you context, the increase across the United States as a whole, so at all 400 sites, was just 1%.
So what are, you said there was an increase this past year in 2012. What are the projections for how it's all going to turn out next year in regards to spending on tourism in the state?
So what we're projecting is another good, solid year for travel in Michigan. So we think that we'll see about a 3% increase in volume and a 5 to 6% increase in spending, which would be sort of a similar percentage increase as last year. So a couple of unknowns or unpredictables are always, of course, the weather. Mm-hmm. And last year we had a lovely hot, dry summer, which was great for our summer tourism. And we can't control that. Gas prices are always an issue, and gas prices actually were relatively stable last year. They only, in inverted commas, went up 4% last year. And just for context, the year before they went up 26%. So if gas prices can stay in the range that they've been in recently, sort of the 350 to 390, we think that at this point that's an acceptable amount for the average traveler to pay at the pump. The other issue that we don't know quite how will impact travel would, of course, be the sequester and the extent to which that will impact the delivery of services, for example, at our national parks, if there are cutbacks in maintenance and services, and also at our border crossings. So, if there are fewer immigration officers available and that increases the wait time, obviously that doesn't make travelers typically very happy to have to wait longer to come across a bridge or through a tunnel or through an airport to get into the state. But overall, the industry hit a tough spot back in 2008-09. It's recovered really strongly for several years in a row now. And with continued Pure Michigan, we really think that the industry is really on a very positive trajectory.
Why Michigan? What is it about Michigan that's bringing people here and making them more willing to spend their money, say, than, 4 or 5 years ago? What is it about this state right now?
I think the vast majority of this is all to do with the Pure Michigan campaign. So this was a campaign that was initiated in 2006, and it went national in 2009. So that was the first year that Michigan was advertised nationally as a tourism destination. And visitation has increased every year since then. Typically we find that people outside of Michigan don't have much of an image of Michigan at all, or it tends to be somewhat tainted by the perception or misperception, depending on how you see it, of Detroit. Mm-hmm. What the Pure Michigan campaign is doing is making more people aware of the state, and in particular the phenomenal resources, and obviously the Great Lakes coastline is one of those but more aware, but also more willing to give Michigan a chance as a destination.
So are these people who are coming, are they coming from all over the state? Is it in-state tourism that's accounting for this somewhat? Where are these people coming from that are creating this increase?
The majority of travelers within Michigan are still people coming from within Michigan, but that's a pretty flat number. The increases are in people coming from outside of the state. And in particular, we're seeing more people from the southern states as well as the East Coast. So there was a news article recently talking about people coming in from the New York and sort of Traverse City area becoming the New Hamptons. We're also seeing more people coming from the southern states, you know, Texas and Georgia, where in the summer it's incredibly hot and humid and not very nice to be outside. I lived in Texas for 5 years. So for people there to come to Michigan and have an 85 degree day is the perfect day. And so obviously, especially for our outdoor activities, hiking and biking and boating and fishing, and of course, golfing, 85 degrees is a perfect day to be outside. And we have a fabulous resource, natural resource base to spend that time outside.
So for once, Michigan weather is not bringing us down.
No, it's for summer. And especially, you know, if you believe in climate change, our climate will only become even more attractive as the southern states become even more hot and more humid than they already are.
Now, your report also mentioned some of the trends that are drawing people in general in tourism, but some things that in particular that Michigan has. So one of them is food and beverages. How is Michigan attracting the foodies?
Based around our foods and our beverages is a really rapidly growing niche right now. So more and more people are interested in food in general, that they're more interested in where their food came from and learning more about where their food came from. And they're keener to eat local foods and drink local drinks. And obviously with the second most agriculturally diverse state in the country after California, so we have a phenomenal selection of fruits and vegetables and other foodstuffs. We also have really growing and fantastic wine and beer industries in this state. And I think those are two of the really hot areas that we're seeing, not just local and regional recognition, but national recognition as wine and beer destinations. So as one example, Traverse City was named one of the three emerging beer towns for 2012 by Draft Magazine last year. And so, Grand Rapids was tied for Beer City USA last year.
Now, you're also the leader of the 2012 through 2017 Michigan Tourism Strategic Plan. Where do you see Michigan's tourism industry going in the next 4 years? What's the future of tourism in Michigan?
Well, we spent the last year developing this second five-year strategic plan. And the vision is for Michigan to become one of America's favorite Four Seasons travel experiences. So there again, the emphasis on the Four Season experience. And within that plan, we have 8 goals. And underneath each of the goals, between 2 and 6 different objectives. So we have lots of objectives that we've set for ourselves. One of the goals rather relates to promotion and marketing and communication. So expanding the reach of the Pure Michigan campaign.
So global, essentially?
Well, so currently, the last couple of years, we've received, the industry has received about $25 million to market itself. The governor has proposed an additional $4 million for the next fiscal year. And if that's received, it would be used primarily in the international market. And there are sort of 3 key areas. One would be Toronto. So we currently market in Ontario, but we don't market in Toronto. And that's obviously a big and wealthy market. Mm-hmm. The second area would be more marketing in the UK, which is probably where you can tell where I'm from, but also the German-speaking countries. And then the third, and what would be a new area for us, would be Asia, and in particular South Korea and Japan and, of course, China, which is the booming tourism market as far as outbound international travelers.
There's a lot of international students here at MSU, mm-hmm. and they're always the thing they talk about is how beautiful it is here and how, you know, the lakes, and that they have this opportunity to experience a very different environment from maybe what they grew up in with Asia. So I can see that potentially being a a big draw for the state.
And absolutely. And the international students that we have here is actually a market that we've talked about during the plan, in that, you know, we have more and more international students, and obviously they all have friends and relatives back home. And one of the things we've talked about is some kind of an ambassador program where we can really more actively encourage these students to encourage all of their friends and relatives to come visit them and explore the state, and obviously have a fantastic experience and go back home and tell more and more people how worthwhile it is to come to Michigan and spend some time here and enjoying our beautiful state.
Sarah Nichols is an MSU professor and tourism expert. She's also the leader of the Michigan Tourism Strategic Plan.